P-minus 58. Dortulu Tepe, southeast of Ankara, Turkey. As news quickly filtered in about Mesut Demir, a man far better known at home than he had been abroad until Jan Geller unjustly called him out on live TV, the mood in Turkey shifted very quickly. Where local police had been standing down near the archaeological site, stationed out of sight with orders from above to only respond if private security forces cracked down violently on any of the expected protesters, their presence was suddenly highly evident. The first to step towards the exterior base of the mound that housed the remarkable pillars and carvings did so with his hands extended to greet the private guards in a show of solidarity. No one yet fully understood what had just happened in Buenos Aires, particularly in relation to the guard who seemingly wanted to be shot dead, but the general incident of an unseen sniper wreaking havoc was the kind of thing that gave all security personnel nightmares. A handful of TV cameras were already present, having headed out to the site in anticipation of carnage as soon as Jan Geller's expose first aired, but the warm greeting between the police and guards, all Turks, was not for show. The men stood shoulder to shoulder, protecting a priceless discovery that had been unearthed within their nation's borders, but which they would be proud to share with a fixated global population of billions. Whatever the rest of the pillars might reveal, good or bad, they all felt that Earth's people would be better for knowing it. Their government, meanwhile, had just witnessed one of its citizens being callously executed in full public view. In Chairman Godfrey's absence, and with no indication that he would return at all, let alone promptly, carrots and sticks from certain more powerful nations had encouraged the Turkish government to issue the police with their stand-down orders earlier in the day. Very clearly, however, this had all just changed. No Turkish officials had known that plans were afoot to flood the site with professional rabble-rousers, following a tactic used increasingly by John Cole at home, and the unexpected development in Buenos Aires would see to it that that plan never came to pass. Fearful citizens had no motivation to ransack Dortulu Tepe and destroy the pillar, while angry citizens were no longer pointing their ire at those behind the supposed cover-up. Quite simply, the public execution of one of that supposed cover-up's chief orchestrators had instantly raised all kinds of questions that the Gellers and Coles of the world weren't yet ready to deal with. And while the public around the world were in shock, many in Turkey were now in something closer to mourning for the violent death of one of their own, a well-respected academic archaeologist who had just been killed in the hornet's nest of the Gravesen Hotel, where many of the world's most powerful leaders were still gathered after the previous day's abandoned gala. There would be no riots at Dortulu Tepe, at least not today. But wherever the chips fell and whenever the guilty would be held accountable, everyone, everywhere, realized that the earth behind the symbolically united cordon of security personnel and police officers still had many stories left to tell.